Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review show. And this week on Wednesday's show, if you did not listen, I talked a little bit about adolescent mental health, specifically anxiety and depression, and why I think it's happening, and discovering your kids why as to why it's occurring for them. And today I want to talk a little bit more just quickly about the lifestyle things you can do for your kid at home to either prevent this from occurring or maybe start to make some changes to help it. Now, before I get into that, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the show. That way you will be notified when new shows come out and they're released, so you can take a listen to those when they're available. If you have not left a review yet, please do so. Those reviews do help me know, number one, if I'm doing a good job with the show, but number two, do help other people find the show a lot easier if they're looking for it. And three, if you have not yet shared this with a friend, please do. There's some people out there that maybe need to hear some of the things that are being said, and maybe they're not always intended for you, but a neighbor, a friend, a coworker, any of those kind of people. So, talked about mental health. I'm not going to speak more on the why for that. I think I talked about that enough. But I did talk about discovering the why. You know, why is my kid doing this and how can I maybe approach that at home? And that's a whole big topic. And I'm not going to get into that on today's episode because I want to look at simply lifestyle and how that affects mental health. You know, when you look at kids and adolescents, and especially for us as general pediatricians when they come into the office, they all seem to follow similar patterns. They don't get enough sleep. They eat really crappy. They don't get enough exercise. And a lot of other factors in there, which we attribute to being a teenager. It's not uncommon. You know, when I ask parents when they're, you know, 15, 16, 17 year old kids in the office, hey, how's eating going? Are we eating a healthy diet? They look at me and they say they eat like a teenager. And they say the same thing. Oh, they sleep like a teenager, or, you know, those kind of things. And although that's kind of considered the norm, it seems like the question is why is that the norm? Why have we decided that these specific, you know, stereotypes, if you want to call it that, about lifestyle is normal and okay for a teenager? Now, kids are discovering themselves when they're teenagers, especially in high school. They're trying to figure themselves out. You know, they're doing all kinds of things, going out with friends and that kind of stuff. So that probably influences a lot. You know, the whole social aspect and social life of teenagers really influences what you do for sleep, food you eat, are you using any substances and things like that. And so that obviously influences it. But I think a lot of times as parents, we forget that all of these factors really can play into our kids' mental health. You look at sleep, for example. Most parents don't know how much sleep their kid needs when they're an adolescent. Heck, most adolescents don't. It's very simple. When I ask a kid, hey, how's sleep going? Are you getting enough sleep? They always tell me yes. So don't leave it at that. I always say, oh, okay, how much sleep are you getting? And many times they'll just say, oh, enough. And I'll say, okay, well, what's enough? And they can't give me an answer. So then you got to say, okay, well, what time are you going to bed? And they'll give you an answer. Well, a lot of times going to bed does not mean falling asleep. So then I followed up with, okay, what time are you falling asleep? And then what time are you waking up? And then we do the math. And it's very common for teenage kids to give me answers that range anywhere from 5 hours to 8 or 9 hours of sleep. Well, those kids getting 8 to 9 hours are doing great. But most people don't realize adolescent kids need still 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, technically, for their brain to do what it needs to do. Because what does that sleep do? Sleep helps you deal with stress and anxiety. If you don't have enough sleep, it's very difficult to deal with stress and anxiety because your body is releasing stress chemicals throughout the day because it is tired, and it makes it much harder to deal with those situations. So if your kid's struggling with anxiety and depression, or you're worried about that, rule number one, make sure your kids get enough sleep. I mean, sadly, sleep has been one of those topics that just kind of fallen off the wayside for some of our kids. And that happens. You look at activities, you look at homework, you look at sports. Some kids don't get home till like 9 o'clock at night after all their activities and things are done. And all of a sudden they got all this homework to do. And so they're not going to bed till 11:30 or 12 o'clock. And that's tough. You know, us as a society has made that okay with all these practices and games and things like that. But sleep plays an absolute role in your kids, not only dealing with mental health, but developing mental health conditions. And so that's one factor. How's your kid sleeping? And more often than not, most parents of adolescent kids have no clue how their kids are sleeping. They have no clue what time their kids are going to bed, what they're doing in their bedroom, and those kind of things. And so that's something you definitely need to look into. Now, the other factors, like I talked about, physical activity is really important. We know physical activity helps the body and the brain feel good. And so having your kid be physically active is important. Now, if you got a kid who's in sports, great. You're probably checking those boxes. But a lot of kids aren't in sports. You know, they're doing other activities. Maybe they're a musical instrument kid. Maybe they really like, of course, computers and those things. And so that means they're home and they're sitting a lot. And although that's the things they enjoy in life and brings them joy, problem is it's not keeping them active. And when your body's not active, it can lead to mental health conditions. And so physical activity is always important. You know, we always talk about kids need to be active at least an hour a day. I tell parents and kids, gym class at school does not count. Yes, it's great you jogged at school or played tennis in your gym class today, but that's probably not enough. You have to do something at home. And I tell parents that. I tell them their kids need to be moving. Because as soon as you get home and you're sedentary, a whole bunch of bad things happens to your body. And trust me, it does not feel good. So physical activity is important. Diet, again, another really important topic. And again, it seems that it's okay that our teenage kids are eating junk and fast food with their friends all the time. And that just seems to be the common consensus of parents is you say, hey, how's your kid eating? And they say, oh, it's their typical teenager. Okay, what does that mean? Well, they eat fast food. They don't eat any vegetables at meals. And, you know, they drink pop or they drink an energy drink or they're doing all this extra protein and weight to lift and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of kids can't tell me how much water they drink in a day. A lot of times, again, the answer is enough. And I ask them, what is enough? Because for everybody, it's different. And that ranges from 2 cups of water to, you know, 80 ounces of water. And so I have to talk with them and tell them, okay, this is how much water you should be drinking. This is what enough is for you. And, oh, hey, by the way, you're doing physical activity. Well, this is how much water you need to be drinking. Or, you know, I'll sit down with a lot of sports kids and calculate how much protein they should have and talk about how much protein they should be getting. But when you look at that, it seems to be a commonly accepted that teenage kids are just going to eat junk and eat like crap, and that's okay. And again, when you do that and you put the wrong fuel in your body's going to feel like crap. And when your body feels like crap, your brain feels like crap, and it's hard to deal with stress and anxiety. And so that's a big thing too, big lifestyle change there. And obviously, substance use is huge. You look at alcohol use, you look at vaping, nicotine, drugs, marijuana, all the other kind of drugs that are out there. Any kind of substance use at a young age has a terrible effect on the brain. Terrible effect on how they respond to situations, how they deal with stress and anxiety. And in some cases, and you might notice it's thundering outside if you heard that. We just had a big thunder boom outside. It's the Midwest. It's storm season. So you're going to hear some thunder in the background. But yeah, kids with substance use struggle. I mean, I had a kid actually today in the office doing really well in school until this last year. And the culprit, kids getting THC gummies from friends and using these gummies. And now, not motivated with school, grades are dropping, showing signs of early depression. And you can really stem it back to this early marijuana use. And so a lot of people look at some of those things and see them as harmless, but it's really not. And so I think people need to recognize that too, and parents included. Parents use this stuff. And so I think it's important for parents to recognize that and understand that my kid, number one, shouldn't be using that, because sometimes, you know, parents know their kids are doing this. And in, not in common cases, but in rare cases, they don't try to stop it. And it, that, to me, that's mind-blowing. But again, every situation I recognize is different and how we approach our kids is different. But all these lifestyle things take a toll on our kids. they either set them up for success or set them up for failure eventually. And, you know, on Wednesday's show, I talked about how little things add up over time to lead to things like anxiety and depression. Well, the lifestyle changes are huge about that, too. So if your kid's not getting the right sleep, not getting the right, you know, diet, drinking enough water, exercising like they should be, they're using substances they shouldn't be, obviously, they're getting things adding up to put them in a worse situation than they should be. So if you're a parent of a kid, it really doesn't matter the age. Even younger kids, start them out strong now. Now is the time to do it. Focus on those topics. Focus on those areas and make sure you're checking the boxes there. You know, we want our kids to be active. We want our kids to be social. We want our kids to be doing a lot of things. But I hate to say it, some of that stuff is extra. Some of that stuff is the things you do after you've done all the things you need to do. And so make sure you check those boxes first when it comes to lifestyle and then start adding other parts in. And that'll lead you to a happier, healthier kid, which is great. All right. Hope that makes sense. If you got any comments on it, you can send me an email at imperfectdadmd@gmail.com, or you can go to the website www.imperfectdadmd.com and send me a message there. Otherwise, hope you guys are staying healthy, staying safe out there. Remember to embrace the imperfections, and I'll see you next time.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.